listen to you too much. That's what he's fucking done there, James.
Sure, I said bye.
You can't be Pickfording all week and then suddenly call Joe out.
But I wouldn't have fucking captained him.
Yeah, that's fair play.
Show.
Hello, patrons. Friday, deadline's Friday, so let's keep it snappy. Whiz through our teams and all that jazz. I can't do my main team.
Because?
I haven't done it yet. However, seeing as the minus 56 is basically a free hit every week, when I tell you my minus 56, you will have a good understanding of the players that I'm going to be playing in my main team. Just leave it at that.
All right, that's bullshit. Friday, deadline, as you know, I love them. But actually, we've only eight teams to cover off. It's a fairly straightforward one.
It's a bit easier this week.
Well, rather than getting team news for 20 teams, it's team news for eight and stuff. So, yeah, ready to go. To cover off the information I have on Rafinha, importantly. I'm told positive COVID test yesterday at 6 p.m. It does not mean that it's not a false positive. He's not 100% out. Despite that, we've obviously seen cases recently. David De Gea, I think, only last weekend, obviously passed the COVID and it was a false positive. And that could be exactly what it is with Rafinha. But yes, he passed a positive COVID test that was recorded at 6 p.m. yesterday.
Cool. You have free-hitted. You've used your free hit.
I've used my free hit. I intend to, subject to, I mean, timestamp this, it's 1 p.m.-ish, basically. Subject to the final team news, there's a couple of press conferences to go at 1:30. I intend to go with the team that I said on main pod earlier. I want to go for players who have high ceiling. I'm not bothered about the rotation risks to some of these players in terms of them being one-pointers, as I explained to you, Suge. I'd rather have a 15-pointer, a 1-pointer, or a 1-pointer than three fours.
Get you. Agree. Good strategy. So, Ramsdale in goal?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ramsdale, Tierney, Saka, free Arsenal.
I think I'll be on the same free Arsenal.
Kane, Kulusevski, Son, free Tottenham.
I think I'm going to be on the same free Spurs.
Pereira, Maddison, Barnes, free Leicester.
I'll possibly have Pereira, but I might skip Maddo and Barnes.
Eight Nori, Jimenez, Wolves, Johnny, Antonio, and some other clown
Creswell
on the bench. Aaron Creswell, who's not a clown.
I like the idea of Creswell. Creswell might make it into my starting 11, and I might get Matty Cash instead of Eight Nori.
To be honest,
I'd probably play Johnny.
I would like to stick Creswell or Dawson in, but if I'm following an all-in strategy, putting a West Ham defender in when I've got three Tottenham attackers.
Doesn't make sense.
Does not. I mean, you could.
But you don't think you're going to slap us, so.
No, I don't. No.
But you want all three of them just in case to cover
it
off.
To be honest with you, if Tottenham score twice, I would expect Kulusevski, Son, and Kane all to return.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Statistical sense.
Our returns are probably not coming from many places.
Yeah.
Do I think West Ham score more than two tops? No. It's the set pieces that's got me concerned. Creswell, interestingly, is the sort of player who you can hang your hat on it and go, oh, ceiling's obviously quite high.
Yeah.
But I just think it defeats the purpose against Tottenham attackers.
Mm.
If you were playing at Leicester today, for example, or this weekend, and Tottenham were playing Brentford, Creswell would be in for me.
Yeah,
mind you, so would Antonio, probably. Mm. I did debate sticking Antonio in instead of Jimenez. But I'm going to go with the team that I think will win this weekend.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with Tony. Ivan Tony ahead of Antonio and play him. I do think your Jimenez shot is decent because Leeds are so bad. So I'll probably go with him.
Quite a decent shot. It's also with Jimenez, it covers a lot of ownership that people are naturally carrying through with it.
Yeah. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do with my other two midfielders. Madison and Barnes, but I may go with the ones I like are Coutinho and probably Lanzini or Fornals.
Yeah, I think
West Ham, probably Fornals if I'm honest with you.
I think the player that could hurt me the most this week is Coutinho. Mm. And let me tell you all right now, I really hope he does.
Mm. Yeah. It keeps you in the hunt for top four.
Life priorities, mate. I'll be roaring Coutinho on tomorrow lunchtime.
Yeah. like I said, I'm looking at my minus 56. Pereira, Tierney, Ramsdale, Saka, Kulu, Kane, Jimenez are all in. I prefer Tony over Antonio just because of the 120 minutes. And Moyes was saying today that there's a few limping. I'm sure that
he doesn't give nothing away anymore, does he? David Moyes' press conferences for injury news waste of time, unless someone's out for like a month.
I like Coutinho because if Villa do well, he will usually do well.
He even said, I think it was before Liverpool, I forget who the players were, but he said, yeah, they're doing well. What does that mean? Yeah. Like, does that mean that they're progressing well and they're still 3 weeks away? Does that mean they've been training this week? That was literally all we got. Really annoys me in some press conferences. We don't go, can you clarify that for us, David? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Should we go through the dead team differential? Dead team minus 56. Oh, we haven't done predictions, James. Let's do four predictions. Wolves Leeds. Kevin would be very upset with us, Mr. Bus Team.
Yes, he would. What would he tweet out this weekend? I am going to go for 1-0 Wolves. I never fancy him to score many, but they are still one of the best defensive sides in this league. If Rafinha is missing, then that's obviously a big blow to Leeds. The historical one, the fixtures covered on COTC. There's only been 4 goals in the 3 games played between these two teams when they've met. Obviously, now you've got Jesse Marsh in there rather than Marcelo Bielsa, but I don't think that increases the likelihood of goals. If anything, it probably does the opposite. So I think these teams are probably quite well matched up for a low scoring affair. I will favour Wolves and go 1-0. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a similar game to what Leeds had at Leicester.
2-0 Wolves for me. Basically what you said. Villa, Arsenal.
I'm going to go 2-0 Arsenal. I think they're playing really well at the moment. I think they found a system that's really working for them. I think the key to the game will probably be Thomas Partey's movements in and around Philip Coutinho. If he can find a space, can Villa's front two draw the centre backs into areas they don't want to go, i.e. full back positions? That's quite difficult because Tierney and Cedric are hardly bombing up and down the wings at the moment, so it'd be difficult for them to drag them out. So you will get one-on-one isolated situations if Villa can play through Arsenal with Coutinho against Partey. That might decide the game. I just think, to be honest with you, I think Arsenal are in great form. I don't think they particularly play badly from what I've heard on Wednesday night. And I think they'll have I think they'll have the quality to go there and win quite routinely.
I'm going to go 2-1 to Arsenal for the simple reason that Villa do have firepower. What I saw against us, so say Coutinho, Ings, Watkins start the game. They had Buendia, Leon Bailey looked lively when he came on, all coming off the bench. I think they've got talent to come off the bench to cause and create chances, which means I reckon they've got a goal in them and at home. And they're going to want to keep some momentum. So I think Villa have got a goal in them, but I do think Arsenal will win. So I'm going to go 2-1, which actually makes me a little nervous. But I think I might go Jose Sa over Ramsdale. If I'm predicting a Wolves clean sheet and a Villa goal, why am I playing Ramsdale over Sa? So 2-1 to Arsenal for me. Leicester-Brentford.
I'm going to go 2-0 Leicester. I'd be intrigued if this one is on the telly, but it won't be. Mainly to see how Brentford will play against a better quality opponent with this adapted formation. We've all kind of highlighted Leicester's defensive frailties to death in terms of set pieces and stuff. And yes, Brentford are one of the better sides in terms of aerial threats from attacking set pieces. It also possibly switches on minds a little bit as well, though. Leicester have recently kept clean sheets against Leeds, against Burnley, two other teams struggling near the foot of the table. Also kept a clean sheet home to Rennes in the first game of the Europa Conference League last 16 match. So they're actually, 3 clean sheets in their last 5? Clean sheets in their last 2 at home in the King Power. I'm going to go 2-0 Leicester.
Make a compelling case.
You're surprised, aren't you?
2-1 to Leicester. Scrap that, Kev. 1-1.
Okay, I like that.
Not sold on Leicester. 1-1, I'm going to go with.
I don't think anybody should particularly be sold on Leicester because their priorities, and at the moment we haven't got Leicester's draw. We might do by the time the pod finishes, and we will cover that a little bit. But clearly they're prioritising Europe now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Fairly understandably.
Tottenham, West Ham, the Planet FPL Derby. 4:30 Sunday.
Last night's exertions, so we call them, for West Ham don't impact my opinion on the game. That you'll be right up for it. It's always a difficult game for us because of that. But I've got to back us to get the result. I'm going to go 2-1 Tottenham.
I'm going to go 1-1. I'm going to go 1-1. I think it's just going to... I'm not expecting a great game or a great watch for the neutral. One for the purists, as they'd say. I think,
you might be surprised, actually. I mean, it might be a good game.
Yeah. I think defensively we'll just be stubborn. And from an attacking point of view, we'll do what we do, which is Antonio flatters the deceiver and just bounce off in different directions, and Ben Rama will also do the same. I'm going with a 1-1 in that fixture. Right, now we can do dead team and differential team, sir.
Okay, yep. Dead team, differential team, all that malarkey. Right, dead team, manager of the week, Darren Malloy, all to a close, 94 points.
Good.
Captain Salah, 12 for Tony, 5 for Pookie, 14 for Kane, 7 Stones, 8 White, 13 Trent Alexander-Arnold, 9 Vicente Gaita. Well, I remember, by the way, on Trent, obviously got that news right at the end of the podcast. When we finished, I reflected on it and went, I bet he weren't going to play at Forest this weekend anyway.
Mm.
And they can use this as an excuse to pull him out of the England squad, where England are only playing two pony friendlies.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not injured at all.
Yep.
Just saying, wouldn't be the first time, would it?
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm. Anyway.
I'm not going to lie, I was more than hopeful that post the game against you, Declan Rice has a little niggle and gets pulled out of the England squad for the friendlies, for example. I think there's going to be plenty of players. Like, would you complain if Harry Kane had the little niggle and wasn't going to join up with the England squad? Would you be bothered? No. I'd rather. I mean, the amount of games we've played, I want him to...
Can I be totally honest with you? That's a weird one, because actually I would prefer Harry to go and play for England.
Get a bit of rhythm.
Yeah, Harry needs rhythm.
Yeah.
Sonny, I would rather have a 2-week break.
Yeah.
Harry, actually, no, I'd want him to go and play the games.
Have a break. Eric Dier, for example, I think it'd be better if he goes, because it'll build up his ego a little bit. Yeah, he didn't get called up, but if it had, you'd want him to like get lifted up a little bit to be... But okay, cool.
To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if Eric Dier does get called up, because I think exactly what you said, there'll be pull-outs. Like, he's called out Reece James, exactly the same as last time, and Tuchel's like, oh, I don't think he's going to be there, mate.
Cool.
Wooden spoon of the dead teams this week. Our friend in America, Ben Miller, 31 points. Captain KDB, 6. 4 for Calvert-Lewin, 5 for Rudiger, and there's nothing else I should speak to you about. Oh, 8 for Ben White, 3rd on the bench. Our dead team surged 66 points. Captain Sonny, 10. Trent, 13. Rudiger, 5. Stone, 7. Havertz, 7. Rafinha, 5. Tony, 12. Not too bad at all. Minus 56, I shall move on to. So we're going to leave the differential team until the end. Manager of the week, minus 56, is Luca Warwood. 116, I think that's Gary's team. Alisson, 15. Robertson, 18. White, 8. Janssen, 7. Martinelli, 8. Saka, 5. Salah, 20. Son, 5. Kulusevski, 11. Kane, 14. Even a 5 from Timu Pukki. Nice score. And Joe Murphy, wooden spoon.
Sure, Joe.
64 points. Pickford captain. Oh, mate, what have you done there? Trent, 13.
Listen to you too much. That's what he's fucking done there, James.
Sure, I said by...
You can't be Pickfording all week and then suddenly call Joe out.
But I wouldn't have fucking captained him.
Yeah, that's fair play. We had someone...
I think I'm pretty sure Joe is not meant to do that.
Okay.
Son 5, Salah 10, Trent 13, Saka 5. I mean, why is he, Joe, why have you got Josh Sargent in a double game week in your minus 56 team? Kane 14. Love you, mate. I had a decent score myself with this, actually. 113 points last week with Pickford non-captain 2-pointer. Chris Wood 4. Everybody else returned. Trent, Robertson, Salah trio, Salah captain, Doherty, Kulusevski, Kane, Lacazette, Martinelli and White, 24 points as well. So 113. Decent. Yourself?
Yeah, I got a decent score, but in a week where everybody did, obviously being double game. I got 92. You mentioned Chris Wood there with four. I had Calvert-Lewin with four, but like you, everybody else returned, but I just didn't nail captaincy. So Salah was only, Mane, I captained with 12. Martinelli 8, Havertz 7, Diaz 9, Sonny 5, Reguilon 9, Ben White 8, Loris 8, Robertson 18. They all returned, but none of them particularly went big. And that was the difference of captaincy. So one up to you, sir, as we go into this week. Do we have to have our starting 11 nailed or just our squad nailed?
No, I think you can change it if you want
Fine.
To, mate.
So but, I've got my squad ready.
But generally, you have it nailed.
My squad, my team as it stands is Jose Sarr in goal, Pereira, Creswell, Tierney as a back three, Madison, Kulu, Saka, Coutinho across the middle, Jimenez, Tony, Captain Kane up top. A bench of Ramsdale, Harvey Barnes, Matty Cash and Johnny. The starting 11 is subject to change should I receive news.
Are you Captain Kane in your main team? Oh, if you could see Suj's face.
65%.
What's the 35%?
Someone else.
You dickhead.
Someone else. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
Yeah, are you convinced there's other viable alternatives?
That's the thing. There's two reasons.
I don't think Kane's going to go off this
weekend.
Yeah,
there's two reasons. One is ownership, and two is what you just mentioned there. Where else do you go? I probably will, because it will cover off the ownership, basically. Yeah.
Can I be honest with you, Suj? If you free hit and you don't captain him, and he scores twice or something, and your captain blanks, you may as well have put the chip in your pocket and played five players or so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a
fair point.
That's the reality, unfortunately, this week. So I think go with it, mate. No one's going to call you a traitor or anything.
No. It's fine.
You should be all over me in the minus 56 this week. So obviously, I went heavier on the Spurs boys last week for the double. So I am this week 4-5-1, Suj.
Oof.
In goal. It's Hugo Lloris. Back four, Ricardo Pereira, Kieran Tierney, Sergio Reguilon, and Rayan Aitnori. Midfield five of Bukayo Saka, Martin Odegaard, James Maddison, Harvey Barnes, captain Heung-Min Son, up front Raul Jimenez. On the bench, Raya, Johnny, Antonio, and Tony. Purely because I'm sick of talking about him, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Differential team. We, Suj, are going to be free hitting this. Before we do, manager of the week for the differentials with his bench boost, 133 minus 4 for a game week rank inside the top 2,500 was Joe Amrabat Man with super returns. Pickford 2, Holgate 7, Robertson 18, Shaw 4, Kulusevski 11, Havertz 7, Fraser 4, Martinelli 8, Mane 6, Kane 28, Richarlison 3, and a bench boost for a monster, 35 points from Dubravka, Joel Matip's 19, Matt Doherty, and Che Adams. However, Joe, I have a problem with your bench boost. I believe this is a clear case of shithousery, because I do not believe that you would have put Matip and Doherty on your bench instead of Mason Holgate and Fabian Schär. Wooden Spoon, just because he never gets a shout out on his podcast, apparently when he does really well, I forget him. And he may not even hear this shout out either, because apparently he's on his stag do this weekend.
Go on, son.
Mr. Rob Pick, who also you may have seen on the Slack channel earlier, did ask me to be his best man, and I have agreed, and I'm on my way to Manchester to join his stag do. The deadline stream is now cancelled, and obviously I'm going to miss Tottenham West Ham, ain't I? Rob Pick, 64 points.
You got, yeah, nice.
It's even better when you see 64 points minus 48 for having, I think, Coutinho the week before.
Oh, okay.
Fair game to him, and he did it the right way. He transferred Coutinho and Kulusevski in and out about 12 times. There's loads of players. Check the differential league on Slack if you've got a differential team, because there's every chance you're going to get thrown out of the league if you do not amend the fact there was quite a few people who had Coutinho captain for, I think, game week 28, and he should have been out. He should have been gone. 64 for Rob, 18 for Robertson, 7 for Tierney, 11 Kulusevski, 12 captain Mane. Frontline of Weghorst, Breuer and Jimenez got him 5. Wow, immense. Suj, we did quite well.
Talk to me.
The problem is everybody else near the top of the differential league seemed to do quite well as well. We got 102 minus 12 for the differential team. Dubravka 4, Doherty 7, Laporte 6, Tierney 7, Robertson 18, Mane 6, Martinelli 8, Foden 3, Fraser 4, Kulusevski 11, Kane captain 28. Harry Kane obviously has to go because he's over the 20% threshold, but we won't be selling him until next week, Suj, because we are free hitting. We currently are bust with 5 players for this week, which will be Saar, Doherty, Tierney, Martinelli, and Kulusevski.
We can keep those guys, right?
We can keep those guys. Kulusevski.
The Saar's over 10% now.
Yeah, but we've owned him, so that's fine. He's already there. So same with Kulusevski as well. They can stay for the moment. I think Kieran Tierney might be over now. Yeah, Kieran Tierney's 14.6. So we may quickly find ourselves in a position where we're selling a lot of these players next week, possibly. But they can stay. Obviously, Kane would have to go. Whatever we did here, there's no way he can stay. So we could sell Kane and we could go into this week with 6 players. Or we free hit.
That's free hit.
I think so.
So, the 5 we've got are...
Well, I think the 5 we've got can stay, right? Saar's all right.
Saar, Tierney.
Tierney's all right. Doherty's all right,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Martinelli's all right.
Yeah.
Kulusevski's all right.
Yeah. So we need a minimum of 1 more defender.
So we got 2 Tottenham, 2 Arsenal. Do we want to add a third each from these?
Yeah.
How do we want to play it?
Yeah.
So obviously with Spurs, you can't have Son or Kane, obviously. We've got Kulusevski and Doherty. Do you want to add like a Reguilón and go, oh, can't even add Reguilón.
No.
He's 13%.
It's Lloris as a backup goalkeeper if you wanted to, but none of the others appeal, mate.
Nah, Romero is an absolute certainty to get booked, by the way. Absolute certainty he gets booked.
I think
the bookies and get money on that one. Fuck
we
Cheltenham.
If money's no object, we can get Lloris as a backup goalkeeper if you want.
Nah, so I think that skip that, get the 2.
Okay.
Right, Arsenal. There are probably some more interesting options we can have here. Gabriel.
Odegaard.
Cedric even. Odegaard feels like the standout one. Lacazette we can't have. Or, actually, could we? Let me just check what Rob had on the cut-off in the differential league. So I know it was someone who'd gone over, but I think it was okay.
For Laka?
I don't think it was Lacazette. Yeah. Lacazette was 9.3% at the cut-off, according to what Rob posted at 7:07 p.m. last night. So, on the rules, we can have Lacazette.
Why not?
Because then we can't have Kane or Son.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know we're going to captain here, mate. It's a little bit of a mare.
Yeah, whack him in.
Right, so 3 Arsenal, Lacazette, Martinelli, Tierney. We've got Saar in goal. Do you want to look at Wolves next?
Yep.
Wolves next.
Anyone other than Cody, Jimenez and Saar is a good game. But Saar we've already got. So, 8 Nori or Johnny?
Do you want to take the 8 Nori risk or...
Nah, Johnny all the way.
Really?
Yeah, man. He served me well in a couple of years ago. He was a decent asset.
Can I be honest with my opinion for this?
Yeah.
I think both.
Fine.
Treble Wolves defensive.
Let's do it.
Yeah? Yeah, let's do that. Let's fucking get them both, Johnny and Eight Nori in. Right, Treble Wolves.
So now we've got four at the back.
I feel like that's possibly going to end up as five at the back. Leicester, should we have a look?
Yep.
We've got to go three Leicester here,
surely. What are we missing? One defender.
I'm happy to go five at the back. And I know there's been so much talk of, oh, I don't think there'll be many clean sheets this week. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but
well, Creswell's below.
I've predicted three in the four games.
Creswell's below 10% if you want him. Just so.
Creswell or Pereira?
Creswell, because of the set piece threat.
Nah, I want to go Pereira, mate.
Because?
Because I fancy Leicester to win and keep a clean sheet.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. In terms of clean sheet, I think we're less likely to keep a clean sheet. And then the attacking returns are, I'd say, favour Crezzy because of the set pieces. But you can't buy a defender on attacking returns unless he's Trent or Robbo, basically, or Reece James. So, yeah,
he had on, Pereira. I had Pereira at the start of the season. He was good for me, mate. He got injured.
For like two games, he was good.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it was only two games. Right, one of the things we didn't cover on the main pod earlier was this annoying Iheanacho and Daka problem, which we kind of said, didn't we? Let's wait till Friday and we'll know better where we stand. Well, we don't. And the reason we don't is Iheanacho played last night on Thursday and played at Arsenal on Sunday in the league. So you think, wow, it's Daka's turn, isn't it? It's really straightforward. Except that Daka and Siyunchu missed out last night with non-COVID-related illness. So now what?
No idea.
Yeah. Would you chance Daka? The problem is it could still be Iheanacho up front and he got the 1 point from Daka. And I don't think the ceiling is that high on either of them.
I'd try neither.
Look, I've got Madison Barnes in my main team. Can't have Madison. We can have Barnes. I think we should punt Harvey Barnes.
Barnes is definitely in.
Yeah.
5.5% ownership. Have him. Barnes, I was going to just say, yeah, whack him in.
Tielemans? So just looking at my team at the moment, which means he can't speak at the same time. It's a bit like my missus.
That way the mic's in the wrong place.
Can't do, move your mic then. Can't do two things at the same time like my missus.
Just thinking about what teams we haven't been through yet and who it might be on offer.
All right, do you want to pause that for a moment then and look at forwards? Do we fancy any of the forwards that are playing this week available? So can't have Antonio, can't have Kane, can't have Tony. Can't have Jimenez. Can have Ollie Watkins. Can have Danny Ings.
Watkins.
Can have the Leicester forwards.
Watkins.
Really? I think Arsenal win there easy, to be honest. See how I pissed off all the Villa fans last week? Or on Monday?
You've done it this week.
I'm hoping I'll piss them off now. I hope I'm wrong. They're not great, mate. There's nothing there. Like, literally, on top of Lacazette, it's Watkins or Ings, isn't it? If you want another forward. Or you go for someone like Tielemans in midfield or something.
I'd get Lanzini.
Why?
Fornals are taking a lot of the set pieces and corners. Tielemans, one of them.
Tielemans beyond
the
pens.
We've got two spaces there.
One. One for first 11.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We've got 4-4-1 at the moment.
We can play 4-5-1.
5-3-1, sorry, is what we've got at the moment. So any offensive player? What about Eriksen? I don't fancy it, mate.
No. This is just
I want the first 11 between there's nothing else worth getting from Tottenham. We've got three Arsenal, we've got three Wolves. I think we should punt Leicester for the final spot. And then, fine, you can have a bench of West Ham players.
I don't think Leicester are going to do very well. So but yeah, hang out on it.
Lanzini or Tielemans or Watkins?
I'll play Lanzini. I'm going to get Tielemans in my team.
Are we really Lanzini over Watkins?
You think Arsenal are going to keep a clean sheet, so yes.
I do, but I also acknowledge that I'm probably in the minority thinking that.
Let's go Watkins.
Yeah?
Yeah, Ollie Watkins. And then let's bench Tielemans, Lanzini, and whoever else we can afford. Dings.
Okay.
Things.
Are we deficit Watkins over Ings?
Yeah.
So you want Tielemans on the bench. That's a mistake, I think. Right, you want Tielemans on the bench. I don't know why I'm worrying about this, like we're going to run out of money. To be honest, might as well be Danny Ings, the other forward, I think, on the bench. Do you want him first sub then, rather than Tielemans and Lanzini? I think you do, don't you,
yeah,
if you're going that way.
Yeah. Attack. Put it in an attacking player order. Yeah.
Sub goalie, you can have anyone you want. Do you legitimately want to go Hugo sub goalie?
I'm like I'm saying, we got the money. Yeah. What's the point, right?
Might as well.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Done. That's it. Let's see if we know Leicester's Europa Conference League opponents.
Oh, is that still going on after...
After yours, yeah.
They take long.
Yeah, it is a pain in the arse. So while we're doing that, do you want to talk about your draw first and how you feel about it?
It is what it is. We got probably the toughest route to the final that we could have asked for. Sevilla followed by Lyon, followed by Barca if we beat Lyon.
Lyon a 10th in France.
Agreed. They've got good players in their squad. And you mentioned Ndombele's there as well.
Tanguy's going to rip you a new one. I really hope he does, and then we might get our money back for him.
Unlikely. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Yeah.
So the Conference League draw is not till 2 o'clock, so we're not going to get that.
Right.
But the teams, the final eight in that competition, what I would say is, unless Leicester draw Roma, they're going to be favourites. Bodo Glimt, Feyenoord, Marseille, PAOK Salonika, PSV, Slavia Prague are the other teams in contention. I mean, the winner of that tournament really should be Leicester or Roma. And listen, if it comes down to that, I'm going full on Leicester fan, mate.
So we're on the 7th and 14th. So we're at home, but thinking both legs, we're home first, away second.
Yep.
So 7th will be home, which is fine. And then 14th, we're away.
And obviously, if you win, it looks like it'll either be the game of your lives against Barcelona, or the game of your lives you don't want against Eintracht Frankfurt.
Yeah.
For off-field shit.
Yeah, yeah. And the away leg will be the 5th of May against Barcelona. So
away leg second.
Yeah.
You're at home in the second leg in the quarterfinal, aren't you?
No.
Is that right?
No.
Are you home first as well?
Yeah. We got drawn first. Out
definitely.
Home,
now the away goals are abolished. There's definitely even more an advantage of having second legs at home, I think.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
Would we make a Champions League draw?
Didn't even pay any attention to it. I was in a meeting, mate.
Well, I think it's come out not too badly for the English sides. Liverpool got Benfica, first leg away. Manchester City have got Atletico Madrid, first leg at home. Chelsea were drawn to play at home to Real Madrid in their first leg, but that has been switched. So Chelsea will now have the second leg at home. I think I've got that right, yes. And the other tie is Villarreal and Bayern Munich.
Okay.
It's quite conceivable that the semi-finals are the three English teams of Bayern Munich, isn't it? It's very conceivable. To be honest, the best tie there is Real Madrid and Chelsea.
Mm, yeah, that's going to be a tasty one.
The one,
for
the,
sure.
The one which no one will be able to go and see as it stands, which would obviously be a real shame if, hopefully for the Chelsea fans, that ticket situation gets resolved. It will add to the possibility of being able to run through 36 and 37, I think, as it stands. But then Chelsea Real Madrid's pretty much a 50-50, I think.
Yep.
In terms of core at the moment, and that makes it difficult. But we can certainly predict City, Liverpool get into the semis, West Ham get into the semis. You will be favourites against Lyon. And like I said, unless Leicester get Roma, they're going to be favourites as well, which does mean, as it would stand, yes, there's more likely to have a few teams will have doubles, 36 and 37 as it stands. Chelsea's situation is still very complicated. But if you imagine, right, that they make the decision to announce what they're going to do with 36 before the FA Cup semi-finals, they cannot put Wolves and Man City into 36 because they have to allow the possibility for your game with Man City to go in 36 in case you make the Europa League final, right? And in case City make the FA Cup final. So if there's a fixture announcement before the FA Cup semi-finals, Wolves and Manchester City has to go into game week 37, which is then the bit where you need the combination of basically West Ham to make the semi-finals of the Europa League and Man City to make the FA Cup final for the West Ham City game to move 36. City were obviously never going to have back-to-back doubles anyway, but we thought it was obviously probably more likely to be double 36, single 37. It might by force get forced to be the other way round if City don't make the FA Cup final.
Interesting. Tell them what streams they got left today.
Advanced tiers, you've got the team news stream at 4:30 p.m. and deadline stream will be available to everyone at 5:30 p.m.
And we'll be back at you next week with a usual schedule. Good luck this weekend, whether you're in the cup or league, and ciao for now.
Thanks very much, patrons. Have a great weekend. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.